was a Trojan at USC. I thought they had one foot out the door. But if Jensen came back home to live with a baby, this was going the other way. Instead of kids leaving the nest, I was going to be responsible for more. Yikes! Where had it all gone wrong? Little did I know, I had set myself up for this exact situation. The day after Mark's conversation with Jensen's boyfriend, Jensen's future mother-in-law called me and said her son came home very confused last night. Apparently, he had specifically asked Mark if he could immediately marry our daughter and got no answer. He asked again. Mark seemed to dodge the question again. This was distressing to our future son-in-law. A ring had been purchased, and plans for a romantic proposal had been made, but Mark hadn't green-lighted anything. It was the first good laugh I'd had in a long time. My husband is extraordinarily ingenious when it comes to cognitive dissonance. It was so like him to misunderstand the entire point of the "May I ask for your daughter's hand?" conversation. Mark must have inwardly inserted the word "someday" into the conversation, twice. I assured all parties involved that this nice young man could, of course, ask Jensen to marry him. If she wanted to, she'd say yes, and the yes would be yes. If not, well, then Jensen's no would be no. And somehow, we'd work out her being a single mother. I told Jensen's potential future mother-in-law that we liked her son very much, and Jensen was a girl who certainly knew her own mind, hence her current dilemma. So it was simple. If Jensen said yes, that was good enough for us. Jensen did say yes. However, I spent every night of the next 3 months promising her that if she changed her mind at any time, no matter how much non-refundable money had been spent on flowers and caterers and dresses, or how many gifts came in the mail, she could change her mind. No one and nothing was going to make her get married. Not her parents, not this baby, nothing. She would tear up, thank me, hug me, then promise me that this was what she wanted. Even though I could tell she was trying to convince herself as much as she was trying to reassure me. Meanwhile, Jensen was sick as a dog. She threw up every 10 minutes. I clocked one weekend when she managed to only keep down 40 milligrams of liquid. I held her hair back and told her it would be all right. But who was I kidding? She didn't have the flu. She was pregnant. After the proposal and acceptance, reality hit. It was like a scene out of a movie. Mark and I were going to meet, for the first time, our daughter's future in-laws. Okay, that's not quite true. We had met them in passing once at a play Jensen performed in at USC, but this was our first chance to really spend...